This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest meatiest center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. As soon as I fix the microphone. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. There you go. 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. I want to thank you for putting up with my coffee drinking. You know, the funny thing about it, the coffee tastes so much better out of a TRS mug. But I'm looking. This is not a TRS mug. Although, then again, I'm looking, and you can't tell it's not a TRS mug because the camera hasn't been changed. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Thank you, thank you, thank you for joining us. I want to thank my Patreon subscribers. Those are the ones that have given up a cup of coffee plus a month. And I do appreciate you being part of the Patreon family, which you can find at the regular website. And you can be part of that family, find out what it's all about, too. But you got to go there to find out. I want your email address so I can do an email blast every week, let you know the times and shows and the possible people we're going to have on, the topics we're going to be discussing, a whole bunch of stuff. I know I'm not really making fun of them, but, you know, as many of you know, I grew up in Massachusetts, and I grew up I actually grew up in Boston. Now, later on, we moved to a different area, but I grew up in Boston. And some of my Boston listeners will know, when I say in Boston, I don't mean Framingham, I don't mean Dedham, I don't mean Cape Cod, I don't mean Meffa, I mean Boston. All right? It's really that simple. So, we want to welcome WSAR to our family of stations in Fall River. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for tuning in. I also want to thank KACT. 1360 AM out of Texas. They're now taking the show another hour a day, 5 days a week. Thank you so much for doing that. I do, you know, I don't take any of this for granted. I do appreciate the time that, some of you are calling and letting them know. And they listen, and they like the show, and hopefully they give, hey, look, let me know if I'm missing something. I don't kid you. I don't pretend. I'm not one of those Hollywood types that goes, yeah, no, I got it going on. I know everything. Forget you. I don't think like that. I know I miss stuff on a regular basis. Some of you know I fumble in the front end of the show all the time. Because there's always some kind of camera, sound, something's going wrong that makes me really uncomfortable. I need to have things right to be able to move forward. Anyhow. Now, if I had wrote this piece, you wouldn't be able to find me, because I'd be dead somewhere, I'm sure. You know, I'd be part of the Clinton pileup. But apparently, Oxford University exam times were increased in a bid to improve the low scores of women. Now, here's the thing I don't understand. Why would you increase the time? Why wouldn't you teach people, notice I didn't say women, make sure that people knew the subject, knew the content of the subject, instead of making it easier for them to pass? When it comes to medicine and law, I don't want it easy. I want 70% of you to flunk out. Okay? Because I want to make sure you pass not just with flying colors, but you might even know more than the instructor. I'm good with that. But in this case, the exam times were increased in a bid to improve the low scores of women. Students taking math and computer science examinations, oh, I guess back in summer 2017, were given an extra 15 minutes to complete their papers. You know, after the Dons ruled that the female candidates might be more likely to be adversely affected by time pressure. So what are they saying, that women don't take pressure as well as men do? We're talking about women who give birth, right? I mean, seriously. Men couldn't go through that kind of pain. They don't have that kind of pain tolerance. They put up with us. I don't think they have a problem with pressure. There was no change in the length and difficulty of the questions, just the time it takes them to answer, or to allow them to answer. It was the first time such steps had been taken. In previous years, the percentage of male students awarded first-class degrees was doubled that of women. So I don't get it. No, really. Why change? Women are always telling us that they're equal to us. Right? I mean, all those women liberals, women's groups, these right-wing groups who keep saying that they're equal to us in every way, there's no problem, they don't need a hand up, right? They're already there. So just because the guys are passing the tests by twice the numbers, that means that you give the women more time to take it so they can catch up. Talk about a handicap, right? Isn't that called handicapping in golf? So, ladies, either you're equal or you're not equal. It's kind of hard to understand this kind of logic. And you can't say it's because I'm stupid, because apparently we do better than you 2-1 when it comes to these tests at Oxford. Now, however, despite the intention being so to lessen gender discrepancies, the main effect of the time increase appears to have been an increase in the number of two ones overall. First two figures falling. Men continue to be awarded more first-class degrees than women in two subjects. A university spokesman defended the changes as academically demanding and fair, and noted that while 39% of the female mathematicians achieve first-class degrees, compared to 47% of men, women's scores have had improved year on year since they. So, why make the changes? Why not make the person, not the woman, not the man, why not make the person work harder? Why do they get a leg up? Right? The 10 universities for first class degrees, you won't know if you don't come back. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listen to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back more on this. Why women need more time to take a test than men. Really. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 855-715-7311, 855-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You are some messed up white people.
We are back. Come on, give you a minute to do one more stroll around the carpet. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with me. I do appreciate the time you're spending on the air, chatting, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, there are... this whole thing, this is truly a fight between the Dems and the Republicans. This is truly a fight between what could be underlying socialism and capitalism, or socialism and true freedom of. If any of this, I'd like to hear from a Democrat. And not in defense of. I would like this to put something in front and say, if any of what we're hearing is true about the FBI, if anything of what we're hearing... You know, I don't know why you're not mad about the DNC and the Clintons stealing the primary results from Bernie Sanders. If any of this is true, where where, you know, you had the FBI working diligently against Donald Trump, talking about how they can't let him become president. If any of that's true, I want to find a Dem that that really bothers. That really would sit there and say, you know what? Even if it meant Trump winning, that was wrong. That should never happen. The people's will should be carried out no matter what. And it doesn't matter what the FBI think or the CIA or the Secret Service or the Facebook or Twitter or whatever. It doesn't matter what they want. It matters what the people want as a whole. And I'd love to hear a Dem come on the show and say that. Is that wrong? Is that a bad thing to do? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We're talking about, and I know I'll get a bunch of hate mail on it, if women are better than men, not just equal, because, you know, some feminists will tell you how much better they are. If they can process things better, move through things better, they're smarter, they're faster, then how come it is that they needed 15 minutes more to take a test that didn't help them? Yes, some of them did better, but men continued to be awarded the degrees at a higher rate than women. And you always make fun of women being, I mean, men being stupid and dull. So, you know, I'm just going to lay it out there and listen to you try to work through it, which is this. If men are doing better at a 2-to-1 rate on this test, taking the same amount of time, then, I'm just asking here. I don't know the answer to this. I'm just asking, okay? Then how smart can the women be if they can't pass it in bigger numbers than men? Because we're idiots, remember? You think that maybe the people, grading the test are giving men a leg up? So then they give women who are supposed to be smarter and faster and process things faster than men, they give 15 more minutes to do the test. And there's virtually no change. Right? So, my first thing would be, why change the test? I told you that when it comes to lawyers and doctors, I want more of you failing than passing. I want it hard. You don't make it easy for somebody, especially in those areas. You're talking about somebody's life in both of those cases. And our university spokesman says that the changes were academically demanding and fair. Note that while 39% of the female mathematicians achieved first-class degrees compared to 47% of men, the women's scores had improved a bit. But it didn't help them. These university freaks didn't help them. The lengthening of exams was welcomed by some female students, Antonia Sue, undergraduate representative of the Oxford Women in Computer Science, said that I am uneasy about the schemes to favor one gender over another, but I am happy when people see gaps between groups of people who should not have gaps. Here's the thing. Unless you're telling me that women are inferior to men, what gap is she talking about? I don't think women are inferior to men. They are equal between the ears, especially. Right? I mean, the brain works the way the brain works. Woman shouldn't be any worse than math than a man is, and a man shouldn't be any better than science than a woman is. But we're always taught differently. That there are gender gaps in everything. It's confusing. And it's infuriating. Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, again, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. I already did this story, but we're gonna post it, because I do. I want you to see this. I want you Californians, some of you that listen just to make fun of me, you Democrats, because I know you do, because I see some of the posts you put up on Facebook. But California lawmakers are really, truly introducing a bill to take the Trump tax cut savings from companies that do business in California. Now, I'm sure those companies will love it, especially the companies owned by Democrats who think the Democrats don't do anything wrong, right? Now, in response to the recent GOP's tax overhaul, California lawmakers have introduced legislation that would require some businesses to turn over much of their savings to the state. Assemblyman member Kevin McCarthy of Sacramento and Phil Ting of San Francisco, both Democrats, put forth an Assembly Constitutional Amendment 22 on Thursday. The bill would require a surcharge for California businesses taking in more than $1 million. Now think about that. That's gross. That wasn't, you know, after taxes and fees and everything else. That's gross. The surcharge would effectively take away over half the federal tax cut that companies in the Golden State currently receive. Which is really stupid, because I know families whose companies are billing over $1 million a year, but they don't make anywhere near that. Matter of fact, they probably make the salary of a decent, you know, middle management worker. If passed, the new law has the potential to raise billions of dollars for California's social services program. It'll never make it there. But yeah, it will. I'm sorry. I take it back. It'll go to social services, but not for American citizens. Although largely supported by conservatives, the GOP-led tax plan has been criticized by Democrats, who have cited their displeasure with the corporate tax cut. Trump's tax reform plan was nothing more than a middle-class tax increase. Idiot. CBS, CNN, all of them is trying to discredit the fact that the middle America would get more money back, and they haven't been able to. So they're willing to lie to you in a mantra that they just won't give up. I am Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to The Real Side. Don't go far. We'll be back in a few minutes. You're listening on GCN Live. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you. It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and the tweeting and all that fun stuff. Anyway, head up to the website if you want more information on the show. You want to buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. I would very much appreciate it. Always exciting to join Patreon up there. There's a whole bunch of stuff you can do if you go to the website. Seriously. The, I don't even know what story to start with. I'm so excited because I got all this stuff up on my screen. And I don't even know. But we'll start, let's do this one first. Because, I mean, this just shows you how crazy the left can be in justifying so. And it's all about a woman's rights or whoever's. It's always about everybody else's rights but the conservative Christian. They don't have any rights. They're not allowed to have any. Now, this is Billboard campaign. It goes on and spins abortion as a good parenting decision. Think about that. Don't you have to have a child to be a parent? And wouldn't most people think that if you killed your kids, it's really not good parenting? Don't we throw people in jail? You know, you hear these stories about women who take all their kids, some of them even their newborns, throw them over a bridge, get in the car, they try to kill themselves along with the kids. Right, that's a problem. Ohio's largest abortion business wants to improve the product image without showing its product. Abortion, yeah, see, I'd like to see that. Put up what ends up coming out. Put up the parts and the pieces. Now, abortion positive billboards are going up all over Cleveland, the house in the home of arbitrary, what? The home of arbortuary. Preterm. Now, the lucrative business is launched. That's the name of a business? Abortuary? That's sick. Man, they don't want to call it killing, but a mortuary? Abortuary? The lucrative business is launching a media campaign to portray aborting a baby as a beneficial thing for families and children. Sure, it leaves more oatmeal for me, right? That's beneficial, I guess. The ads position abortion as something to be celebrated and affirmed. Each ad begins with, abortion is, and fills in different words or phrases. See what I would do? I know. I would go buy me one of them trucks that has a big bucket on it, right? And I would get these stickers or I would get something I could put over it afterward. And just have a whole bunch of things put up. Abortion is murder, period. Abortion is family value. Abortion is a blessing. Abortion is hope. Abortion is a parental decision, a parenting decision, excuse me. Abortion is life-saving. Wow, that's really scary. I keep telling you, we're playing with a different dictionary than they are. Abortion is good medicine. Abortion is health care. Abortion is necessary. Abortion is safer than childbirth. Now, that's been debunked over and over and over again. Abortion is normal. Abortion, now that's the one they want you to believe. That abortion is normal. Because a reproductive system was made so this stuff could be ripped out of your womb, right? Mother Nature / God designed the reproductive system to be stopped at any time. Abortion is liberty. No, the Second Amendment is just liberty. Abortion is a second chance. Abortion is right for me. Abortion is only a second chance for the person that got pregnant by accident. There is no second chance for the baby. But what is failing to, what is not in any of this anywhere, what about adoption? Why are Americans going overseas to adopt babies? What about adoption? Preterm's website adds abortion is gender equality and abortion is sacred. How is abortion gender equality? Should we do it the way China did it? No, really. Firstborn girls, you're gone. There's gender equality, huh? And you know, it's funny how many of you women will defend China and think about what they used to do. I don't know if that's still a thing in China. We want to push people to think about abortion in a new and diverse way with these billboards. That's Preterm's Nancy Starner, their communications person. Wow. How do you look yourself in the face when you take that job? Can you imagine? I got to get up in the morning and really get people to believe that abortion is normal, real. Oh, my God. Oh, let's see. Truth Revolt's Amelia Hamilton sees through the doublespeak. The desperate attempt at rebranding abortion suggests that Preterm knows how Americans feel about abortion. Yeah, the majority of Americans, not a little bit, not 51%, up in the 70s. A majority of Americans want restrictions on abortion. Remember that abortion was sold to us in the 70s as a life-saving event for the mother, not something that would allow the mother to have a better lifestyle. That simple. It was never meant to be birth control. Preacher promotes the incongruent message that its website teaches to a parent struggling to make ends meet. Abortion may be the best way to love and care for your family. Not the aborted family member. Not the terminated family member. Not the family member you're going to kill. Just what's left behind. To a young person, abortion may be the chance to graduate. Right, because nobody ever graduates after having a baby. Nobody ever graduates with a baby. We know that. To all of us, abortion is the foundation to a just society. Except for the human that you're killing. There's no justice for them, ever. They go on to say, the truth is, abortion is murder. Not they, the writer. Abortion is dangerous, and abortion is death. There's no way around it. You stop a human heart from beating. How do you justify that? How do you say that's okay? How do you say that's not a big deal? Pro-life organizations offer hope for women to realize that what they've done in a safe and loving environment. There is a grief, the path of healing for abortion. But Jesus offers forgiveness and hope. You know, the care crisis centers. These are centers that are usually run by religious people, Christians, who will try to talk somebody out of, not beat them out of having an abortion, show them what they're carrying in their stomach, which really freaks out Planned Parenthood. Why don't you do an ultrasound? See, why would you have such a problem with an ultrasound being done before an abortion? Let the potential mother or the soon-to-be mom really see what she's giving up. The Billboard campaign follows pro-life Governor John Kasich's signing of prohibition against aborting babies because they have Down syndrome. The law was signed last month and is scheduled to go into effect in March. So again, you have a Down syndrome baby and you're allowed to get rid of it. Because it's okay, right? Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, I am one of those people who will say to you, right, that women have the right to choose. They have the legal right to choose. I have the legal right. I have a right to choose, too. I have a right to choose to shoot you because you're in my way. I have a right to choose to pummel on you or beat the crap out of you because I don't like the way you look or something you said to me or one of my kids. I have a right to run you over in my car. At which time, the state has a right to put me in jail. You know, God doesn't take away your rights to make choices. You get to make choices too, right or wrong. But just because it's legal doesn't make it right. Just because it's legal doesn't make it okay. And a Down syndrome baby? Maybe you should sit with some parents before you go have your abortion. Maybe go sit with some parents who have Down syndrome babies. Find out how they feel about it. What they've been through. The love that child brings to them. You might have a whole different viewpoint on it. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Alabama legislators, well, they've thrown their hands up. They decided that maybe we no longer need marriage licenses. Welcome to Sodom and Gomorrah. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back.
My name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan." And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Now head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there, including giving me some money. You do that by going to Patreon. It's really that simple. Anyway, if you buy my book or any of the shirts, then the money comes into the show. And the same thing if you head over to Patreon, you can help keep the show on the air in your area. I want to thank the people already giving, already being part of Patreon. Thank you so much for doing that. All right, let's get to it. The Alabama lawmakers, well, law skirters, I don't even know what to call them. They're going to move to eliminate the marriage license. They threw up their hands because they're tired of the culture war. They're tired of the argument. They're tired of the fights. Well, there shouldn't be a fight. The people elected you to do a job. Do the job you were elected to do. It's a representative government. What do your people want? How do they feel? What are they looking for? Now, Alabama lawmakers may be waving the white flag in the culture wars, advancing a bill that would eliminate marriage licenses entirely. In turn, helping judges avoid the gay marriage debate in a conservative state. No one particularly likes to change our laws, I'll tell you that, the bill's sponsor said, Republican State Senator Greg Albritton. However, he says, under the circumstances, the best thing we can do. Now, he denies any attempt to denigrating marriage, as some social conservative critics charge. The Republican said his bill's just a practical solution for a state in response to a Supreme Court striking down gay marriage bans in 2014. Now, he said he would not have changed this had it not been Obergefell'd, the court decision. But without the change, he said the law remains in conflict with Obergefell, so we got to make some changes to the law to come into compliance. So the change is to do away with the marriage law, right? So we're going to be now, because technically they are just contracts. You have a permit for two people, you get a permit for two people to get married, then they go out and they get married, right? And it's a certificate and the agreement, if you would, that pulls it together. The priest, the rabbi, the pastor, the whatever, justice of the peace, is just a witness to the process. Almost like you signing the papers in an attorney's office. Now, Alabama state law has long defined marriage between a man and a woman, given probate judges discretion issuing marriage licenses. But after the U.S. Supreme Court's ruling, the Alabama Supreme Court Justice Roy Moore instructed probate judges to use their power to deny same-sex couples marriage certificates. Now, Albatron's legislation, which was approved by the Alabama Senate on January 16th, would end the practice of probate judges issuing marriage licenses. The bill now heads to the House, where it's being considered in committee. The Republican sponsor says he's unaware of any states that have taken similar steps. Alabama's not the only state grappling with the issue, though. Kentucky's doing it as well. Now, remember Clerk Kim Davis, who famously refused to issue a marriage license? You know, she's a Democrat, let me remind you. She wasn't for it. It went against everything. It went against her fiber, if you would. Now, some see this as a way to protect local probate judges from being forced to issue gay marriage licenses, which is both morally and politically problematic for a lot of them, Todd Stacey says, the publisher of the Alabama Daily News. Went on to say, but I take Senator Albatron at face value when he argues that this is a church-state issue to him, and many others say the same thing. For many social conservatives, the question is the state cannot define marriage the way it wants to. So why should it be in the marriage business at all? The bill doesn't stop the state from recognizing marriages, whether it be straight or gay couples. Marriages would still be recorded by the state when couples file an affidavit with a judge. So think about that. What happens when they go to another state if they're not legally married? When they go into a hospital, something goes wrong. Because that was the original reason the gay couples said they wanted to get married, because they didn't have the same rights as straight couples. They couldn't go in. They couldn't go to a hospital if their partner was in there. Right? I mean, they didn't have the same rights. God forbid something happened, they wanted to be in there with them. They couldn't do it. It removes the discretion from the judges, Arbitron said. The judges can no longer say yes or no. But the move has generated pushback from some well-known social conservatives who say it amounts to giving up the fight for traditional marriage. One writer says, I disagree with the proposal legislation to replace state marriage licenses with private contracts, which is what they are, basically, though. Moore, the former state chief justice who lost a high-profile race for the Senate last month, told Fox News in a written statement, we need to take a stand for holy matrimony and defend our laws as defined by God and the Constitution. On the other hand, some liberals have accused Republicans of backing the measure to spite gay couples. Right. Because then what happens is it keeps them from getting married, correct? No, wrong. And one writer says, I lose some people on the far left and I lose some people on the far right, Arbitron said. Now, the measure just might pass. It looks like it's got enough steam to go through. The fact that it passed the Senate on the first day with almost no opposition gives it a good chance of becoming law. Now, I kind of see this as a give. I kind of see this as them giving it. Now, look, I've always said on the show that I don't think the government should be involved in this anyhow. Marriage was always a religious affair. You know, maybe there's a license or a permit to live together. I don't know what you're going to call it. But it's always, you know, again, you want to recognize the marriage. You want to file paperwork that says, you know, we've agreed to live together. We've signed an agreement. That's fine, too. But I don't think marriage in and of itself, because it is, any way you cut it, It's holy matrimony. It's part of the Bible. It's part of the Word of God. Deal with it. Okay, let's see what else is there. No, I had one story I wanted to do. I forgot. Oh, Trey Gowdy. My favorite guy. You know, Trey Gowdy tore into Adam Schiff over the Trump-Russia collusion claims and then all the leaks. Now, I can't get through this because we don't have enough time left. But I'll post it up on Facebook and or our website page. And I want you to see it, because what I want you to see is the fact that, can you imagine if a third of these emails, if a third of these text messages and or, I don't know, notes between each other, whatever they had to do, the memos that went back and forth. Can you imagine if any of these were done by the right towards the left? What do you think would have happened? What kind of feeling would there be? No, really. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me, again, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. If you really think about what's been said about Trump, as a whole, through these things, the collusion, what his kids did, what the people around him did, right? I mean, can you imagine some of us saying the same thing about the Obamas? A lot. And there's always the big one around the corner. You ever notice that too? There's stuff that comes out every day. There's always that big one around the corner. There's always the story that's ready to break that'll take down the Trump administration and everybody else around him. Right? I always find that interesting. 855-REAL-JOE, as I said, you know, head up to the website, give me your email address. I send out one email a week. Don't worry about it. I won't inundate you with emails. You know, I don't know if you guys knew this. Did you know that the White House switchboard had an automated answering device, or whatever you want to call it? And it was like kind of a voicemail message, if you would. And before the government shutdown standoff came to an end, there was a robotic voice to weigh in on the politics of it. Callers of the main switchboard of the White House heard a recorded message explaining there was no operators on duty owing to the Democrats' obstruction. The message was still playing Monday night as a deal to end the shutdown awaited the president's signature. I love it. I think you should do more of this. This is a tweeting thing. One expert told Yahoo News it may violate ethics laws. Really? Who are you going to arrest? The phone system? Thank you for calling the White House, a female voice said. Unfortunately, we can't even answer your call today because congressional Democrats are holding the government for funding, including funding for our troops and other national security priorities, hostage to an unrelated immigrant debate. Due to this obstruction, the government is shut down. Click. You know what? I think they're mad because they didn't think about it first. That's the way I see it. Anyway, I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Thanks for being with me today. I always appreciate the time that you spend with me. I know you have the choice of about 3,000 other shows to listen to. You've chosen this one. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. And tell your friends, your loved ones, and your unloved ones all about the show.